And with this, I think we are right on spot with the announcement of the talk that we are listening today from Marie de Paris is about, do we need Thala or does Thala need us? And without further ado, I give the stage to you.
Thank you. Aloha. My name is Marie, and I'm a usual suspect around here in CCC grass events, but I had not expected to be on stage to talk about some financial technology. Not really. Was it years ago? I was having a swim. Watch out. It's dangerous to have a swim around here. And some friend talked to me about Thala. And I thought it was interesting and exciting. And we talked for a number of minutes, 45 minutes probably. But I thought the ambition was way out of our realms. To me, there was no chance it would possibly one day come to reality. 8 years later, Thala is about to become available in real world, and that's why I'm here. So what is Thala? Thala is a unique digital payment solution that preserves full anonymity of the payer while tracing any income, thus hindering tax evasion, money laundering, and other shady activities. GNU Thala, because it's a GNU package. GNU is not just an acronym at the origins of free software. It's also a very live thing, ongoing. It's about to turn 40, evergreen. There's going to be an event in Biel on the 27th of September. And this is still very live. Anyway, so since it's free software, it cannot lead to any monopoly. It's stable, interoperable, and basically, GNU and Thala is not a product, it's a software protocol. It is, though, a payment solution, and thereby in competition with very friendly, cute, small things like Visa, Google Pay, not totally, yeah, huge, giant mastodons. That's what we're in competition with. So this is going to be exciting, but it's not going to be easy. So, a lot of you have heard about GNU Thala, but some still think it's some kind of crypto thing. Yes, it's hybrid cryptography. No, it's not a currency. It's only a vehicle, a mean of payment. Has no value to itself, and Thala crypto coins can represent any sort of existing currency, kudos, euros, bozo coins, Swiss francs, Nespon, name it, whatever currency exists can be traded with Thala, but Thala to itself has no value, it's not a currency. Its cryptographic design is based on blind signatures. And it's no blockchain, but a cryptographic design that allows fraud-proof spending without any verification of identity. That means there is a central database, but within that there are only keys and nothing linkable to any identity. So not only no identity theft, but also no control from whoever would want to use the overreach possible, or possible overreach. So, technically, it's been exposed here a number of times. It's no later than this afternoon. There was a workshop on offline payments. We will have a workshop on how to set up an instance at the tea house on Wednesday. And there are available a number of talks about all the technical features and details. So I'm not here to talk about this. I'm here to talk about the fact that it's about the availability and what it means. It means real-world availability, because it will be available in Swiss francs, sometimes within the six coming months, so two unconventional Swiss deployments. The Swiss authorities have a Swiss sandbox system that allows us to operate for this sandbox condition, and will make payments in Swiss francs available sometimes within those 6 months. Before that, within a few months, a local currency of Switzerland, local currency of Basel, will be implementing Thaler as their payment system. So these local currencies, their members had refused any offline solution. Online solution, digital solution. And they were relatively reluctant to any of these modern time eras of money. Modern tools, but they have heard of Thaler and came to get us to have an online digital payment solution. So that's Netzbahn, is the local currency of Basel, which is a sort of center of the financial world. Interestingly, it will be the hippies of Basel that will be implementing Thaler the first, or using it the first. That's one. The Swiss and the Swiss franc deployment. Sometimes in the next coming months, we'll only allow payments in Swiss francs, but will be an occasion to test all possible implementation, and it's the first niche, but real-world deployment. So, and that it will be a prelude to a deployment on the Eurozone in beginning of 2025, so in about a little over a year, on the Eurozone and possibly in Hungarian forints also simultaneously. That means that by then we need to be ready, because that's when it will be available, but in order for it to be used, we need to convert as many vendors as we can, and also buyers, but that will be more easy if we have vendors. Because if it becomes widely used, and that's why I'm on this stage. Do you guys, girls, realize what this means? This means that we could have free software in the hands of usual people for daily use, and thereby demonstrating how efficient and easy use free software can be. This also means that daily use in a crucial and critical setting will also be a demonstration that free software can be the best for highly security needing operations. That means we could possibly, once that's adopted, it'll be easy to demand free software in critical infrastructure. Because as for today, we still have politicians that are in law commissions in some of our countries arguing that, oh no, that algorithm can't be public for security reasons. We need to stop that kind of reasoning. We need to make it obviously stupid. And having Thaler deployed as a payment solution could allow that. Would be a great demonstration that free software in critical infrastructure is the only possible solution. But so, in order for it to be adopted, we need you, this community, to be implementing all we can and creative about thinking of new business models. Because one thing I haven't said is, Thaler, we have all reasons to believe, not only because it has always been designed and conceived that way, but also because all the observational tests we've made lead us to believe it will be the cheapest solution to operate for vendors. It has been tested in high-level conditions, not in real world, obviously, because it hasn't been deployed in real world, but from all we've seen, we beat all the existing solutions at efficiency, and that means not only ecologically we have lower impact, it also means we're a lot cheaper to operate, and thereby we will open way for micropayments, real micropayments, without being in the hands of giant corporations, because and micropayments under the euro without extra fees or needing volumes. And that opens way to new business models, some of which we have thought of in investigative journalism or what else? Where are my notes? I know the ones I have thought of, it's content, music, and that's underway, but not yet, it hasn't started to take shape, but I won't, as I was hadn't planned to talk about it, but that's what got me off track. Anyway, there are many many other things that these micropayments, oh yeah, it was too obvious, that's what I forgot, donations. Donations for all our free software programs or solutions, it's cheap donations and micropayments might be a way to invite contributors to pay a lot more than they usually do. Contributors, users, not the one who contribute to the code. We don't want them to pay. Anyway. I think this community needs Thaler to be a success, and there's no way Thaler can be a success without this community. It would lead to, it would mean that we would be living and sharing privacy for the people, transparency for the powerful. Join us. there is already Thaler, https://thaler.net/soon is coming soon, a page where you can contribute, find ways to contribute. Of course, there's all the usual translations, regionalization, but mainly implementation. Oh, and there is funding available through NLNet for the implementation. If you have any ideas, please write us, write them. And they have already funded modules of Thaler, and they'll be happy to continue. And I mostly wanted to answer your questions.
Thank you very much, and we have plenty of time for questions, so please go ahead and raise your hands.
This one works. Thanks for the talk. GNU Thaler, as you presented it, fixes like the transport layer, but it doesn't fix the shitty money. So you mentioned that you can issue whatever you want.
Oui. I can. We can only do what we can. Hey, if you want to trade Bozo coins with Thaler, you can. I can't do anything about that. But yes, money is, or shitty money, or the economics, has a lot of questions that Thaler only fixes one dimension of digital payments.
So, how can we use it? Can I download an app and stuff is fine, or?
There's a workshop on how to set up your instance. First off, everything's online. I'm sure the manual to set up your own instance is online. But there will also be a workshop at the Tea House, I think, on Wednesday or the 17th. Thursday at 4. Thursday at 4, a workshop to how to set up your own instance.
Okay. What will be the user experience for the one that proceed the payment? Like, do they have to create an account, or do they have to download an app, or they can just use their bank or credit card to use Thaler? Or
well, their credit card, it would be weird. There's no, I wouldn't see, no. Do you withdraw, you have an app on your phone or on any device, or on upcoming wallets. You withdraw from a bank account, because if it's a currency, if it's a legal, usual currency, then there is a bank of the commercial bank system. And then so you withdraw from your bank account to your wallet, and you pay with that.
You could do his Apple Pay, I think.
It doesn't itself connect. No, you withdraw.
Okay.
You withdraw into your wallet, and then
hello? Yeah, okay. So I'm following GNU-Thaler now for a couple of years without fully understanding how it works, actually. And it caught my attention when I saw the first publication where David Shaum was on it. So I thought, okay, maybe it's some follow-up to DigiCash, but the rights were sold. So that's why I'm here, actually, to see that Shaum developed DigiCash in the middle of the 90s, but then sold the whole company. So the whole company was lost. And there was a talk, I think that was 1998, also at a CCC, where Shaum presented the DigiCash idea. So now my question is Shaum now actually involved in the project? Because he was always reluctant to come to the community, or so that's the first question. The second question would be, is there only the workshop, or are there other bits and pieces of presentations which might be good to follow up until we come to the workshop?
The workshop is on setting up the instance. I have, we will be discussing Thaler every day at 3 under the House of Tea, under the tent of the House of Tea, because there are many dimensions to it and many things we are happy to discuss, but collectively. And so the first question was on David Shaum, and he is, Thaler is based on some of the ideas of digital cash, but he's not in the project in any way implicated. That's for David Shaum. And there will be a talk, so there will be another talk on CBDC Thursday here at 9, but that's not on Thaler as such. And so on the technology, no, there are a lot won't be specifically discussed in another talk here. There will be, and so that workshop, the legislation on, there's a upcoming legislation, digital euro, and that will be discussed tomorrow at 4, I think. It is tomorrow by Thomas Löninger. here, and you're welcome. But as for the technicalities, there are many talks online in the CCC space, media space. Yeah.
Okay. So we.
I'm sorry. If you have questions for technical questions during those talks under the tent, the founders will be in the area and easy to find if you have questions for them. Yeah.
Make it super quick.
You mentioned privacy for the person who pay and full transparency for the receiver. Is it really like full transparency, or is it some kind of selective disclosure? Because, you know, like sometimes activities may be illegal in some countries for weird or even bad reasons. And you're kind of creating a financial system, if I understand, that has like full transparency on the receiver side. Is it the case, or is it selective disclosure?
Good question, Your Honor. I'm sure it has an answer, but I wouldn't have it. Yeah. Come under the tent.
So, very briefly, as a reality check, tomorrow at 5:30 here we'll have a talk about digital euro and law that the European Union has proposed in June of this year. And so digital currencies are coming to the EU, and we'll analyze this law together with other horrible and good legislation from the EU tomorrow at 5:30 here.
Okay, we're pretty much out of time. I give you 10 seconds to ask your question with that microphone delivered quickly.
Thank you. What does it mean that it's now introduced in Switzerland? How is it now introduced in Switzerland? Is it a state thing, or is it like a bank?
That's why it's the sandbox deployment will be rather unconventional, because Thaler will then, the company we had to create in order to operate will be operating as a bank with a limit of 1 million Swiss francs limit to deposits. And hopefully by the time we approach that limit, it'll be taken over by a real bank, but it's in the framework of a sandbox that the Swiss authorities have created, and they have up to the now answered that Thaler would fit in and comply with the sandbox condition, can apply to the program.
Okay, Marie, thank you very much for your presentation.
Thank you all.